There are two ideas behind this test. One is to compare how students are doing state to state. That was hard to do when each state had a different test. The other idea is that those old tests Idaho and other states had weren't very good at measuring student learning because they were just multiple choice.
You can't get at those deeper critical thinking skills with those kinds of questions. You've got to give students tasks that are more rich, more complex.
That's Jacqueline King, one of the directors of the Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium. King says Idaho students can expect to do a lot of writing this week. There will be some multiple choice, but even that is part of something Idaho hasn't had before. Part of this test uses computer adaptive technology. In that part, the questions get harder or easier based on how each student answers the ones before. King says students who have breezed through standardized tests in the past will find this one challenging.
Conversely, the student who's struggling will get questions that are at a level that they can do them. And we can learn about what that student is able to do and not just what they're not able to do.
This test has upset some Idaho parents, teachers, and administrators. That includes some who are big supporters of the Common Core standards. That's because this more complex test will take more time. It could take students 8 hours over multiple days.
Those are estimates, and one of the things we'll be looking at in our field test is how long is it taking students to complete the assessment.
King calls it a field test because this year's Smarter Balanced Assessment doesn't count. It's a practice for designers who are trying to work the bugs out before the test is officially launched next year. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.